Back in on the game, much appreciate the time of George Schroeder from USA Today, national college football writer. Great interview with him about Bill Snyder. You can catch it on the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab after the show, if you want to check that out if you missed anything. Well, if you can't be serious, at 5:50, your most hated Kansas basketball player in light of the discussion earlier in the show. Coming up, I'll read the tweets. I think they prove in some ways my points. I do want to bring this back up very quickly. We mentioned this at the top of the show. I don't know how big of a deal this is going to wind up becoming, but in regards to Gene Taylor, new athletic director, some information about his time at Iowa has come up because of an audit of the Iowa athletic department. So to set the stage for you here, last week we learned about Jane Meyer, a former top aide to Gary Barta, who's the athletic director at Iowa, had basically sued the university saying she made $70,000 less than Gene Taylor for doing the same work. Iowa's response was that Gene Taylor was overseeing the IT department. They lost that argument. Jane Meyer won. And then we find out with the audit that there were a lot of issues with spending, being loose with money, essentially, in the IT department at Iowa. 43% expense increase in 1 year. Questionable practices in IT, players not charged for lost iPads, technology poorly tracked, employees taking extra days on trips that were being paid for by the department. Basically, I would just consider it sloppy management of money is what comes out from that. So it's not the greatest public look here, and I had a couple people send this to me earlier today. Now, what we discussed earlier in the show is basically, I mean, hey, you knew that you were hiring a guy who was in a lot of ways the opposite of John Curry, much more concerned with the substance of everything instead of the optics on the outside. Another big factor, John Curry was very up on wanting to trim the fat on the budget, be very responsible with money. This may lead you to believe that Gene Taylor is more hands-off as far as that is concerned. The thing is here, this doesn't look great, but this is not the situation that John Curry walked into where you were coming off of the Bob Krause era and you really needed some fine-tuning with the finances of everything and you needed a facelift as far as that went. That's not why Gene Taylor has been hired. We know the situation now is much different because of the work that John Curry did with facilities and with the budget and with spending. So that's not the priority now. I guess I would put it like this. I can understand. I had one person that did send it to me that I think was pretty upset about reading this. If Gene Taylor hires the right guy to replace Bill Snyder, I don't think anyone's going to be all that worried about a 43% spending increase in the Iowa athletic department or a 43% spending increase in the IT department of the K-State athletics department, for example. Not why he is here.
Right. I mean, we don't know enough about it. We don't know what his direct involvement with it was. Need to know more about what the actual athletic director knew about this and the IT director that left his job back in February. I mean, it could be that a lot of this fell under his umbrella and a lot of it wasn't getting back to Gene Taylor. So it's not great, and some of the details in there are certainly ones that would give you some pause if you're a K-State fan and you're developing your opinion of Gene Taylor, but there's just so many unanswered questions that it's hard to go much deeper than that.
Yeah, the other thing here is, I mean, maybe Iowa just, they were trying to save their own rear end and use that as an argument for him. Well, he was overseeing IT when that really wasn't what they were expecting him to do. I mean, there are a lot of possibilities here for what it could be. So I'm not going to judge based on that, and that goes to more of an overarching theme here. I think he's still so green on the job. Let's not make any judgments about him right now as far as what is happening. Let him get his feet under him. There's been all this talk about Sean Snyder. What's he going to do? Is he going to bend over for what Bill Snyder wants? But just, it's day 11 on the job. So let's just pause before we really formulate opinions. That's certainly the way I am approaching that. The game came in if you have questions or comments. I tweeted earlier asking you for your least favorite Kansas basketball player. Earlier today, we found out that Sfi, it sounds like, is headed back to college per ESPN's Jeff Goodman. At least that's what NBA scouts are telling him. So I was just thinking, you know, I would think K-State fans would be, I guess, like ready to be all over him again after Travelgate. But even with Travelgate, it didn't seem to generate all that much hatred for him, didn't have all that much juice to it.
It's not his fault. It's the ref's fault.
Yeah. I mean, and I get it from that standpoint. But all in all, bigger picture, I think there's not as much hatred for individual Kansas players anymore as there were before that. And I could be glamorizing my childhood, my time in college, when I really, I mean, like, Jeff, but the first name almost that comes to mind when I think of Kansas players that I hated Like, I just remember Jeff Boshi driving me crazy. Jeff Boshi, man, the pretty boy out there. And then Kirk Heinrich, everyone making fun of him for looking like Harry Potter, like Nick Collison, didn't like those guys. Keith Langford, Aaron Miles. And then it continued into the era where I think people have the most hatred, and that was when Kansas State was really competing with them, when Frank had the program up and rolling. Like, the most popular answer that I got from about 20 to 25 replies here would be the Morris twins as the most hated Kansas players of all time, the Morris twins. But there's a lot from that era. Sharon Collins, I'm seeing Tyshawn Taylor. There is a Brandon Green answer there. J.R. Giddens, which was awesome, from Scott. Thank you for that. Tie between Tyshawn Taylor and Sharon Collins. Boshi, there we go, underscore spell. Thomas Robinson, as I mentioned there, but two people actually with J.R. Giddens. Lester Earl, Cliff Alexander.
That's a weird one. That's a strange one.
Seems like a random one. Brady Morningstar.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brady Morningstar, also from that era.
He needed to make an appearance.
Yeah, well, and he was, I always get it confused. Was it Brady Morningstar or Tyrell Reed that was slapping Denny and got into the fracas with Denny in 2008, 2009? I want to say that was actually Tyrell Reed.
Yeah, I think it was.
Brady Morningstar, very annoying. I had a lot of hatred for him. That seemed to die down for me, and it seems like a lot of people are in the same boat. I should not be including myself in this because, one, I've started working in it, and you get just more jaded, further removed from your fandom the longer and longer that you do this. Plus, we all know where I stand about, you know, Cult of Frank, yada, yada. I was much more into it in those days for a number of different reasons. But I do think I have a pretty good gauge on where the fan base is at in this list of names I got. I said current or former players. Most of them go back to past my line of demarcation, 2012-13, when Ben McLemore came in, that Kansas started going more one and done, and he just didn't have as much time building up the rivalry, which started going south, wasn't as good from the K-State end of it. And then Kansas didn't have guys that were there as long, that were their stars. To me, that's the combo that has led to this.
I mentioned Brandon Green in the first hour. I think that he had some legitimate hatred toward him. I think that Jamari Traylor, just because of the incident on the court, I think that you've got to throw him in there, regardless of whose fault, you know, that actually is. And it's really not Traylor's fault. But the fact that he, you know, maybe embellished what happened there a little bit. He fell away maybe more than he should, considering it's a guy about half his size that's actually chicken winging him. But I agree that those two are not going to compare very well with the Sharon Collins and some of those other guys you mentioned. In fact, there were several from the same team, including the Morris twins, but I really didn't like Travis Relaford for some reason. I just had something against Travis Relaford. Tyshawn Taylor was another one that I didn't really like. But, yeah, it has lacked off a little bit in the last few years, I would say.
I think my all-time most hated would be Sharon Collins, which was so much based on, and this is how a lot of these things go, so much of that was just based on how good he was. And he came in here and had an iconic moment to win a game that I wanted more than about anything in my life at that point in time when he won here in Bramlage, and I think it's all rooted in that.
I'm glad that Paul Pierce was before my time, because I really did not like Paul Pierce in the NBA.
Didn't get a single Paul Pierce. There were a couple people that really threw it back. Scooter Barry, that comes from Mike. That's before,
no clue on that.
That's before my time, but I do know the name. Where was the other one? There was one other response. Doug says Tom Cavisto. I know that Cavisto Field, was that used at the football stadium, and there was a controversy with that guy?
Yeah, because that is the name of their football field.
Yeah, and there was some controversy there. I know someone's probably screaming at their radio right now.
Did no one say Jarrell Arthur?
No, see, you're picking all these guys that were like the quiet one. I mean, Travis Relaford was quiet. Jarrell Arthur was quiet. Perry Ellis was quiet.
The dude was never eligible. Jarrell Arthur was never eligible.
Well, blame his high school. I don't know. Blame Bill Self. That's not his fault. It's because
it's kind of his fault.
Yeah, if he didn't have to pass college algebra to make it, win a national title, and go to the NBA, I mean, he's just doing what he had to do. And that did not include passing college algebra.
Those guys.
Or high school algebra.
Those
I guess
guys.
It'd be high school algebra.
Ugh.
See, and that was the thing. I love the old hatred for the players because, okay, yes, Darrell Arthur, I do remember seeing a sign directed at Darrell Arthur that said Y equals MX plus B.
Yeah.
At a K-State game.
That's great.
It's great. It's fun. It's what adds to it.
Bring back the live chickens, please.
No. No, get more creative than that.
That was brilliant.
I love that. How is a live chicken brilliant?
Just because it's funny?
You're calling it the chicken hawks.
When is a live chicken not funny? It's always funny in any context.
Dude, you're trying to get PETA to take us off the air right now, for one.
Oh, they can kick rocks.
For two, easy. And for two, it's just not creative. You got to be creative. The Sharon Collins busboy going up, creative. The Darrell Arthur, Y equals MX plus B, creative. Yelling deadbeat daddy at Brandon Rush, maybe not as creative.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, definitely is. But so are the chickens. Low-hanging chickens. You can't be serious at 550. Speaking of more fun and more rivalries in sports, we will talk Salvador Perez. Salvi worked up to the point where he cursed. How about that? You're listening to The Game.